For the Spring Sports Spotlight on 92.1 KRLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. Throughout many of these spotlights so far this spring, we've highlighted the class of 2020, who ultimately had their careers cut short, and the class of 2021, members of whom will be motivated to have a special season that could look very different next year. Today we move on to the sophomore class, and perhaps one of the most vibrant and energetic members of that group. Meredith Rowe is a volleyball and track athlete, and had high hopes for the 2020 season after most of her events came within inches of qualifying for state.
My relay with shuttle hurdle didn't really end the way we wanted it to, so we were really looking forward to coming back this season with mostly the same team and just being able to kind of resurrect what we had started at the beginning of the season, where we were really successful, hoping that we'd be able to continue that success all the way through the season up until we got to our district meet. And we really wanted to show that we could qualify for state instead of, you know, ending how it did before, which was unfortunate. But I just think that it's really unfortunate that not only myself had to lose a season, but everybody had to lose a season, especially to the incoming freshmen who were going to be experiencing it for the first time, and even more so to the seniors who lost their last season, especially for the girls where this was their primary sport.
Rowe remembers the state qualifying meet in particular from 2019 up at Gilbert High School.
Last year at districts, I long jumped, and there was one girl ahead of me that beat me out for a spot at state, so I was really looking forward to being able to kind of really focus more on long jump this year, especially with our new coach, Coach Peterson, who is going to be focusing on jumps. I was really excited to just really work hard in that aspect of track because I knew that I was so close last year, and this past year, like through volleyball lifting and through working out on my own, I know that I've gotten a lot stronger. So I think that I really would have been able to improve just in that aspect. And like I said earlier with our hurdles team, we were really close last year, and then we had a little bit of an incident. We're looking forward to having this team specifically, not only this year, but next year too, because no one would have graduated. But because no one was going to graduate, we were really looking forward to next season because we know that we still have all the people, and we're really looking forward to being just as strong as we would have been this year, if not stronger.
And whether it's the team environment of track or volleyball, Meredith makes her own mark off the field or off the track in this instance when it comes to encouraging her teammates.
Yeah, so with track, you're on a team of about like 50 girls, which is a lot different than 14 if you're just on a volleyball team. So you really get to meet a lot of different people and people that you wouldn't regularly talk to. And you might be in the same event as another girl that you don't really know very well. So it's really fun for me to meet a lot of different people and hear their stories and why they joined track. Because like Calla said, most people aren't really in it for the running. And so it's just really fun for me to form closer connections with other girls in the school that I might not know super well. And also meet girls from other schools that you might have something in common with, but you won't know until you go to the meet and talk to them and find out. One thing that we did last year that I thought was super fun was we had a team sleepover. So just, I know that all we have to obviously stay 6 feet away from each other, but like being able to gather in small groups and just like have group chats and like, just like Calla said, communication with each other. It's fun to just show everybody that you're still a team, even though we can't be anywhere close to each other, and just trying to lift everyone's spirits as best as you can.
Fellow sophomore Kaylee Dix was smiling as I was talking to Meredith about her role on the team and says that Rowe has plenty of energy to go around.
Well, Meredith probably tells stories the best out of the five of us. Her stories will never bore you. She just is always just encourages you in the funniest way, just like by saying things she know will get you to laugh and just like release the stress a little bit. And she by far like is very like, she uses that energy that she has to motivate people and make them feel better. So like when they're out there, they can just focus on competing and know that Meredith has their back.
I hate to put you on the spot, Meredith. Do you have a story or something that you're holding back on about this group of girls?
Well, one of my goals for this track season that I was not able to complete because of it ended so quickly was I really wanted to be able to do the splits by the end of the season. So I got pretty close, but I don't think I'm there yet. So I'll just have to keep pushing for those splits during volleyball season. And hopefully by the beginning of next year, I'll be able to get pretty deep in the splits.
That sounds like a good quarantine activity, though. You could be practicing right now.
I'm working on it, but I don't know. I'm just not as motivated without them cheering me on.
For the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella High School sophomore Meredith Rowe, I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS.